This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Are you making your cat sick with all your Easter preparations? Decking the halls with lilies and baskets filled with Easter grass and chocolate might be festive for you, but these things could actually be fatal to your cat. Rather than hoping your feline will rise from the dead after 3 days, the simpler plan is to avoid stuff that can kill them. Let's start with chocolate. Tastes good, looks bad. This is true for humans and cats. Of course it's magnificent going down. The problem is, once you've devoured a big lump of chocolate, it pools around your butt like an inverted poop emoji. It's even worse for your cat. Chocolate contains an agent called theobromine, which can send your little meower into seizures, abnormal heart rhythms, or even death. If you think your cat is heading down the Hershey Highway, get them to the vet ASAP. Your doctor will be more than happy to send you home with a big bill after they induce a form of vomiting only someone who has made it through med school can stomach. Although lilies are often associated with Easter, there's no rebirth happening here. If your cat eats any part of a lily plant, it can cause complete kidney failure in as little as 36 hours. If you suspect your cat has nipped on this serenely silent killer, it's urgent you haul them to the animal hospital right away. Now let's talk about all that cheerful Easter grass. If you have a cat, now is not the time to impose the ass, grass, or gas, nobody rides for free rule. Sure, it's loads of fun to shovel handfuls of pastel plastic into Easter baskets. The problem is, this stuff is every bit as dangerous to your cat as Christmas tree tinsel. Like kids, cats have a tendency to explore things with their mouths. Downing even a little bit of Easter grass can back up your cat's digestive tract from here to next Wednesday. Unless you want to make sure your vet can put his kids through college, it's best to cat-proof your house before the Easter bunny pounces in. For those who insist on wanting to do something special for their kitty this holiday, how about letting them snuggle in a grassless basket or bat around an egg-shaped ball of catnip? Whatever you do, stay safe and have an excellent Easter, kitties! Can't wait to hear the rest of Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted by Adele Park? Get ghosted today on Audible, Spotify, and Barnes & Noble.
Meow, bitches. I really don't like audiobooks, but this one kicks ass.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.